The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined by Craig Bellew. Shaka is back as well from his World Cup adventures. We kick things off in Manchester at the Etihad. City taking on Liverpool. Brilliant game of football this right from the start. City deserving of the victory overall, taking their chances where Liverpool didn't. Nunez with a couple of big misses in the tie. So it is City who are through to the quarterfinal. Liverpool are out. Frank Leboeuf joins us. Hey, I'll tell you what, Frank, that was fun.
That was something that I really enjoyed. That was a great game, you know, to follow. You know, I thought that we go back to domestic, we go back to League Cup, what we're going to see. And at the end of the day, we saw many good things. We saw mistakes, defensive mistakes, but I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the rhythm of the game. And overall, I think it's a fair result. I think Manchester City deserved to go through. And for some players I saw during the World Cup, you know, I found some players very well rested, in good shape, and a fantastic De Bruyne again with two fantastic assists.
Oh, World Cup, yeah. France lost that, didn't they? imagine you're French, and you finish second, and you think people are going to come out.
All right.
50,000 come out.
Right, well, we're not talking about that now. We're talking about this.
I have to be honest with you. I enjoyed that game today, but I've seen the highlights at least twice. I don't want to see them again.
Just for people may have just want your reaction for the first time who are tuning in.
It's 2022. They've got DVRs. I'm done. Right, it's the World Cup.
Shut up. Right, what was impressive, Shaq? Was how quickly City settled into their rhythm.
Yeah, they did. I thought City were really good to start with, pressed Liverpool really well, had them under a lot of pressure early on, and you kind of figured that this game was going to be played in one half of the football field. But for those couple of chances early on, this game could have been done after 15-20 minutes. But credit to Liverpool, I thought they coped with that, figured it out, and started to pass their way through that pressure and found a lot of gaps in City's defence. Mm. But for better finishing, again, we could be having a far different conversation about who's going through to the next round.
You look at that Liverpool side, Frank. Obviously, there are some new names in there. Nunez, although, is the one that they spent all that money on, and he'll be disappointed that he didn't take some of those chances today.
Yes, definitely. I mean, especially the last one, where he has the tendency to try to find if he can make an assist where, you know, most strikers, we wouldn't care. We don't care about that and just will be focused on the how can I make, how can I score? And in his brain, you can feel that he thinks a lot and maybe too much to be really, again, focused on what he has to do. He's still a young player. I mean, that's a bet from Liverpool. Yeah, he had a very good season last year with his Portuguese team and try to do his best. But before judging him, you know, we have to give him a chance to settle down, to be better, to understand the Premier League, the rhythm of the different rhythms that you can find in the Premier League before judging him. Yeah, it's lots of money, and we are in a dictature of emergency for me. And before, you know, again, making a statement about his talent or not, you know, I want to wait a little bit and see how he can work under Mr. Klopp management, and within like 2 years I will be able to say if it was a mistake to spend so much money or not.
A concern?
Well, put it one way. I haven't got his age in front of me exactly, but Haaland's not exactly an old player, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the shoe was in the other foot, I think we would be asking questions. I think Erling Haaland hadn't started the season in the manner in which he did. If Erling Haaland was missing these chances, if Erling Haaland was getting involved with the players and having some disciplinary issues like Nunes did earlier, I think we would be asking some questions. Now, I know the parallels are slightly different, but yeah, I mean, nobody's... We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater here, but we're just saying, look, clearly, clearly he's going to have to brush up where his bread and butter is.
Right.
And that's in the final third. There are lots of other areas of his game that look pretty good.
Right.
Including his pace, which scares the life out of defenders. And we know he's got a physical presence about him. We know his movement is excellent and all that. And that's fine. But if Mo Salah, and he scored tonight, but if Mo Salah's in a quiet game and you're missing Diaz and you're missing Jota and Roberto Firmino is still maybe, you know, out of form a little bit or whatever, listen, he's going to be needed to score goals. He's 23.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old. So, look, it's big boy stuff now. He did well at Benfica, really well, particularly the season before, particularly last season. But hey, Liverpool's need is now. Not in 18 months or 24 months' time. They need him to get up to speed and get up to speed fast.
Great. Straight to your question, Dan, I think it is a concern. I think you've seen the best of Darwin Nunez when he's had to rely on his physicality, which Craig just touched on. When the game is physical or the ask of him is a physical one, I think he's good in those circumstances. But against better opposition like City, you'll expect that Liverpool will want to go deep in Champions League and European action, and so where it's more about finding those positions and taking those chances when they are fewer and further between than in the league. He's been found wanting, and that for me is a concern. Not in the games against teams middle of the table or bottom half of the table, but teams again in the higher part of the table or indeed in Europe, where you need him most, and that for me is where I think there's the most cause for concern.
Frank?
Yeah, I discovered him last season, so he has one year existence in the top football, and I'm not trying to compare with especially Erling Haaland, who belong to the rare, you know, species of the players that you want to put on the top of the top, who are around 10 players, let's say. And he's not there yet. So comparing him to Alan is unfair because on top of it, he plays in the Latin football in Portugal before, where Alan already played in an Anglo-Saxon football in Germany. He knows the intensity and the pace of the game that maybe Nunes doesn't yet, and so it's why I want to give him some more times. Yes, he's not there, of course, to compare with Alan. He's far away from him, but I think it will never be Alan. I think it will never be a top player. He can be a very good striker, scoring more goals, but comparing him to Alan right now is kind of an unfair, you know, statement because. We know Alan for more than a year. It's been like 3 or 4 years that Alan is showing his talent, and we already know where he can stand. We don't know for Nunez.
How would you sum up Haaland today?
Just pretty average by his standards.
Took his goal well.
Yeah, took his goal really well. Still looked a little bit short of match fitness, as you'd expect from just training and playing some friendlies and probably having some time off, but yeah, there's the difference. You know, one really good chance, one really good finish. Nobody, I think, is writing Darwin Nunez off. Nobody, certainly not any of us. But I think it's safe to say when you spend that amount of money in people, and I like the player, I think he's a very good player. Obviously, Haaland's form and is no surprise. I don't think anybody is surprised the way he's picked up the reins of the Premier League. I think, to Frank's point, there was always going to be some more questions about Darwin Nunez, but whilst I say I like what I see for 90% of his game, ultimately he's going to be judged in that penalty box. So yeah, time's a great thing, but time can also be a killer because you continue to do that, continue to play, continue to miss chances. If that's the case, you're probably going to find yourself on the bench.
Anything else you'd like to say about this game, Frank?
Nothing much. I discovered some young players. Palmer on the left side before. Is that Palmer? Yeah, it's correct. From on the left side from Manchester City. I thought it was very interesting and it created problems to Milner in the first half before Milner was substituted. No, nothing much. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed seeing, you know, watching, you know, the players were involved and went quite far in the competition to see how they've been reacting. And I like to see that, you know, they're ready to jump into the domestic competition without any issues. So I'm happy to see that.
More reflections on this game. Now, I said to the Etihad, shall we? Slightly cooler than Qatar, where I think we last saw you both. Alexis and Mark. Hey, a fun game, guys.
Yeah, Dad, honestly, like I keep saying, when these two play, whether this is the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup, Community Shield, Premier League, they just don't do boring games. It's like iron sharpening iron, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in the start as well, like, as I'm saying, Haaland could have scored after 20 seconds, and it really kind of set the tone. And it felt at times like a Premier League game. It felt like a game where both teams knew that there's something at stake. Mm. And I think what you saw tonight was that the two teams there looked to me, they still look the best two teams in the Premier League. I know Arsenal are top and Newcastle are doing well, but I think when the second half of the season kicks in, they've got the experience, they've got the players, they've got Mo Salah, they've got Erling Haaland. These are the two teams for me that have got everything you need to go all the way and win something. Obviously, Liverpool are out, but FA Cup still to come. They'll get in the top four, I think. So we just saw how strong both teams are tonight.
And actually, this is the first time that Manchester City have been able to beat Liverpool in six occasions. The last time they did that was February 2021. Liverpool have had their number, especially in knockout competitions, Augie, but surely City have to be proud of this one. They took more of their chances in the final third.
It doesn't feel like City haven't beaten Liverpool because they've won the trophies, the big trophies. Yeah. I mean, I know Liverpool had a good year last year with the FA Cup and Carabao Cup, but City win the big trophies. And, you know, I feel that City, they did get the edge tonight. I think City looks a bit sharper. I think City look like a bunch of players that have had a bit more time on the training pitch that maybe didn't have as many in the World Cup. And I think it showed tonight. I think the young players that came in, the fullback, looked really good. Rico Lewis looked really good. So I think City can be more than happy with the marker they put down for everybody else tonight.
Well, like they said, it's been over a year and a half, Dan, since Manchester City, even though it doesn't feel like it, have been able to get the better of Liverpool. But tonight, definitely, they were able to do it.
Before I let you go, guys, I want to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. Manchester United issued a statement today saying farewell to him. Cristiano Ronaldo left the club by mutual agreement last month. The Portuguese superstar scored 145 goals across two spells and 436 appearances and helped us win three Premier League titles, one FA Cup, two League Cups, Champions League and the FIFA Club World Cup. Ronaldo was also crowned Ballon d'Or winner in 2008. In a statement on November 22nd, the club put on record its gratitude for Cristiano's immense contribution and wished him and his family well for the future. Quite robotic, I would say, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Craig put us up to this segment here, but Augie, this is surely Cristiano Ronaldo. He's still a club legend. It's a bit cold, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit cold, but then that's all he deserves. I mean, the way it ended, I mean, he's a legend for what he did in 2008 when he won the Champions League. He's not a legend for what he did in the last 18 months, and I think...
But it doesn't undo everything he's done.
No, but I don't think they can have, like, a two-page spread in the programme looking back at the remarkable moments in the last 18 months because of the way it ended. You know, he stropped about three or four times this season. He left the ground early. He gave an interview just after he'd won a game at Fulham, and, you know, he walked off the pitch at the end of the game against Tottenham after refusing to come on. I think 81 words is quite good, actually. You know, I think maybe they should
have a cold heart.
Maybe they should give a voucher to a Salt Bay restaurant and leave it with that and just, you know, just play with some gold.
Ali wants to go to that Salt Bay restaurant. I think that's what we should talk about next, too.
Where's he going to go, Mark?
Look, I mean, he's not got many options. We know he's training at Real Madrid right now, and I think he would love to go back to Real, but I think the reality is that Saudi Arabia is the best option at the moment. I think he's doing his best to wait and see if something better comes up, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see anybody having the money or the desire to take him in the dressing room when we know the problems he caused at United. So I think he's looking like he's going to go to Saudi Arabia, and what a sad end to a career that would be for Ronaldo to be playing in the Saudi League. You know, as good as it is domestically, it's not where Cristiano Ronaldo should be ending his career.
That statement isn't... Let's go back to the statement. Right. The statement is not cold. The statement is pathetic. The statement is needless. Absolutely needless. Why Manchester United feel the need to say anything is beyond me. Right? Ronaldo left this club over a month ago. If you felt the need to write some piffling words, do it when he leaves. There is no need to gratify anybody. Right? He's gone. He made a pig's ear of it in the end. He was a nuisance. He was a problem. He was not the same player he was. He should never have gone back to that club. Right? He should never have given the interview. And he got what he deserved. Why Manchester United, a club as big as them, feel the need to pamper to somebody is beyond me. I'm sorry. That just tells you all you need to know about some of the clowns behind the scenes that 4 or 5 weeks later, you got to put out some miserable statement about a guy that you don't even want anywhere and near the perimeter of this football club. I mean, seriously, spare me. And as for where he goes, who really cares? Apart from him and his money-making agents, who cares? None of the big guys want him. Mm. None of the elite teams want him. I said it 6 months, a year ago. He's not, he's yesterday's man. He was the, one of the best things since sliced bread, along with Lionel Messi. But he's gone. He's gone. I don't know why we keep this, and I don't know why Manchester United felt the need to do it. I really don't.
With the word piffling reverberating around your heads, guys, we will let you go and warm up. Thank you very much. Just a reminder, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to ESPN FC over there. Over 2 million subscribers now. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's electricebikes.com.
According to L'Equipe and a number of other sources, Messi will stay for 12 more months, deciding to extend his contract at PSG, which, of course, ends at the end of this season. Frank Leboeuf is with us and Julien Laurent as well. Jules, how much truth is in this?
Not 100% truth, Dan. It's not done yet because they need to meet up in January after Messi's back from his holidays and his father is over in Paris. They will meet with Nasser Al-Khelaifi and with Campos and maybe Christophe Galtier as well to just sort out the details of this new contract. We don't know the length, for example, yet. There's talks about a 1+1 or maybe a straight 2-year deal. It will depend a lot of what Messi wants, almost as much as what PSG want, of course. And in terms of wages, should be similarly to what he's earning now. I think there will be bonuses involved, and I think they will need to sort that out. But right now, he said to the club that he wanted to stay. The club want him to stay, so there's really no reason why it won't happen. But they still need to sit down and until Jorge Messi said that everything is okay and they're happy with everything, you can't say that it's all agreed and all done. But certainly right now the desire from both camps, the Messi camp and the PSG camp, is that they continue for a little bit together.
Seems to make sense, Frank.
It does. But now I want to know what the king, Kylian, will decide, you know, about that. I'm kidding. But I hopefully they're gonna sort all the little problems that they have with the Argentinians, you know, enjoying their World Cup trophy. But I think it's for the best for the club. And I really enjoy the fact that maybe we can have the chance to see Messi at his top, you know, playing for a top club and maybe reaching another Champions League. is sure that he's still working hard and is still willing to win stuff like he just did, and he's at his best. So that's for the best also for the club. So the club should find a way to keep on working with him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
makes absolute sense, especially when you consider that, I mean, Barcelona were making some remonstrations earlier in the year about him returning.
Why would you go back, you know?
Exactly. And given everything that this year has given you, given the platform that PSG continues to offer, and PSG, and because he's still there, are in pole position in terms of re-signing him. So, all other things being even, you stay.
There was some worrying talk, wasn't there, about coming here to Major League Soccer?
Yeah, into Miami was the serious story.
And I was a little concerned about that because I thought, well, you know, the usual suspects were sort of frothing at the mouth. And why wouldn't you? But that's just saying I'm wrapping it up. I'm sort of done with elite level and I'm going to go on a bit of a jolly up. But no, not just winning the World Cup, but winning the World Cup and playing the way he has for Argentina and this season for PSG. I think he knows there's only one career.
Yeah.
And you want to keep going at the highest level you can for as long as you can. And then when he's ready, maybe Major League Soccer will get their man. But by that point, he'll be well and truly past his best. So I think this absolutely makes sense.
Meanwhile, as Messi's party continues in Argentina, Kylian Mbappe's back at training. Jules, this seems quick.
Yeah, very quick, yeah, because he came back on Wednesday, so yesterday. The final was Sunday, Monday they were in Paris, Tuesday that was his day off, and Wednesday he came back, and his people are telling us that he wanted to come back as soon as possible to forget about the final, to forget about how the World Cup ended, and to go straight back in. He also wanted physically a structure around him to get back to full fitness, to know exactly what to do now until the restart of Ligue 1, which should be against Strasbourg on December 28th for PSG. And I think there's a lot of people at the club who applauded that. He was given a 10-day holidays, like Messi, like all the other World Cup players that went. So the Brazilian, you know, everybody had 10 days from the moment that the World Cup was finished. For example, Messi would spend Christmas in Argentina and he would come back around the 27th, 28th. But Kylian didn't want any of those 10 days apart from that Tuesday, so he came back on Wednesday.
That makes me feel better.
Why? What? Really? What does? What have we missed?
Did you see that? What Mbappe was doing in the gym?
Yes.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's like...
It's difficult to tell the difference between the both of you, really.
we're on the same pathway.
There we are.
At no point I saw Mbappe, I thought, hey, look at Craig.
It looks like Craig working out of the ESPN gym.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every day you get...
He's smiling, though. I've seen you at the gym. You have this really angry look on you.
Like you're about to fight a towel.
Listen, yeah. it's all about focus.
Right, yes.
Right? It's all about focus.
You've seen it at the gym.
Oh, fighting his dog, yeah.
Just angry.
It's a real pity. It's a real pity that he can replicate what you were doing at the gym, but it's a pity that you couldn't replicate what he was doing on the field, Craig Bowling. Very sad.
It's getting personal. Right.
It's okay, Craig. It's okay. Right. Don't worry.
All right, Lauren Blanc.
He's gone back early. Is he just worried about what might be happening behind his back? He just wants to keep an eye on everything.
That's true. I agree. I think he wants to send a message. He went, okay, don't forget, I signed a big contract last summer. I'm going to put all the things that I want to put in, you know, in the dressing room before the God comes back. I'm talking about Lionel Messi. And I want to show to the world that I'm a hard worker and I don't want holidays, you know. I score 4 goals in the final and I want to show that I'm ready to fight for Paris Saint-Germain. It's a big message to the fans. And I think he wants to make a statement. I'm not sure it's what I just expressed, but I'm presuming it's not that far away from what I feel.
What has been quite incredible over the last few days is we know how toxic and how many arguments there is on social media, but everybody hates Salt Bae. It seems to be official. I haven't seen anyone defend this man at all across the globe for coming on and obviously trying to steal the limelight after Argentina won the World Cup. And obviously a lot of question marks as to why he was allowed on the field. Apparently he wasn't. Following a review, FIFA has been establishing how individuals gained undue access to the pitch after the closing ceremony on the 18th of December. The appropriate internal action will be taken. There's talk of him, I think, being banned for life from games. So there you are.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Did you see the clip I put?
No, what?
This is Craig's nightmare. Ready for this? Salt Bae and who's he with? Eating at the restaurant. Oh!
To be fair, the steak looks good. I don't like the way he's cutting it. I have to admit, it's not a technique I would use.
Oh, man. This is last year.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh! Infantino's up. Lovely.
And we wonder, bearing in mind, we wonder then, he wants to sprinkle some of that on his head. We wonder, maybe if he sprinkles some salt on it, I don't know. We wonder why Salt Bae is allowed on the field when Infantino, I don't know.
There you go.
As if he's never met this guy.
Yes. But
look, it was, I don't know. It's slightly, I don't know if it's more annoying than Ronaldo and Man United statements.
Wow.
But he just should not have been there.
I tell you what, it's fitting though. Without question, arguably the most enjoyable World Cup of all time. Without question.
Ugh, just because you were there.
It was.
Shaka loves
started,
it.
Started
hold
with
on,
that.
Hold on. Julien Laurent said you did diddly squat when you were out there. The fact that you were chaperoned to a couple of games against your will,
and you've had a sleep at one of those.
No, that's I had a longer blink than normal. That's it's a blink. But then, as I was saying,
right,
I'm sorry.
Best World Cup any of us can remember, and I think that's hand down. Right. Started with the most bizarre statement by a FIFA president.
Yes.
And ended with a chef kissing the World Cup trophy.
Yep.
I mean, how...
It's quite the bookend.
How we get that? I have no idea.
No.
Well, it wasn't just a kiss in the trophy. It was...
It's gone from bizarre...
I'm not even going
to... outstanding to the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. Ever.
All right. Should we move on from Salt Bae?
Yes, please.
Now?
I tell you what, if he put one of his sticks
in
front
move
of me,
on, move on. We don't want to talk about that guy. Who cares about that guy?
Wrinkle salt
move
on.
All right, Frank. I'm moving on, all right? I am moving on. Be sure to check out the latest edition of the Gab and Jules podcast where they discuss Salt Bae. Robbo's there. Where's Jules? Oh, no.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, Thursday is traditionally Shaka Power Rankings Day.
Yeah.
It's Thursday today.
It is Thursday today, yeah. But they wanted to put a twist on it, Shaq.
Yeah.
And they wanted to give you...
You wanted to get it right?
The top five World Cup moments for you.
Is that what it is? Top five World Cup? Yes.
Getting there.
Yeah.
That was the end there.
A few drinks on the plane.
Right.
This is his moments,
yeah. Yes. Right, are we going to reveal them? Or what are you going to do? Just do that?
I can't remember them.
Okay, right. Yeah, well, there's
put
a surprise.
Up. Let's put them
up. A lot of work gone into that. Here we go, then.
Number five is...
I thought that'd be number one.
Number five, beaten shoes in a race of the sad dudes. that was so enjoyable. God. That was so enjoyable. I'll remember that for all my days.
Did you have a race on the camels? Or was it just, were you just riding?
But my camel was really fast. My camel went past Jules's.
Okay, and then number four is the World Cup.
And everything about it, as I mentioned, everything about the World Cup, I thought it was an outstanding tournament. The logistics and of Qatar hosting, it really was very well executed on the day, and then the big moments from it, Morocco semi-final run. I was there for Morocco, Spain. The Moroccan fans, the way they represented both Africa and the Arab nations, I thought was simply outstanding. It really had a feel-good atmosphere around everything in Qatar. Number two, Kylian Mbappe. I mean, to score three goals in a final, albeit in a losing appearance, I thought was simply magical. And then clips came out of him talking to in the dressing room at halftime. I thought there's a king in the making, the heir in the making. And then number one, Lionel Messi lifting the World Cup. I have to say, again, leaving Lucille, you have to feel that he deserved it. And you have to feel happy for Lionel Messi in lifting the World Cup in what was an outstanding final performance at the end of an incredible, incredible tournament.
We sent you all the way there. Two and a half weeks.
I beat Jules in a race at the sand dunes.
We sent you all the way there for 2.5 weeks for that five moments. See that picture behind you?
Look at that.
This is him. Have you seen this?
This is Jules when he thought he had the better of
me. So it's this bump that gets you, yeah?
And then
the red mist.
He didn't finish.
He didn't finish. He's beat you.
No, he didn't. Because the race isn't finished yet.
And then a proper fight.
There you go. And then you have to get to the top of the dune. He didn't get to the top of the dune.
Wasn't the mark of the red thing?
No. I was somebody sliding down the dune.
Right, I see.
Yes, see? I got to the finish line.
Quite violent, Shaq.
No, it wasn't.
Unnecessary, so.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So to show him who's boss.
I think that's enough of all this nonsense, isn't it? Thank you very much. Frank, are you okay? You look a bit grumpy.
Yes. Well, it's French lost.
No, and because, you know,
French
I have to tell you the
French
truth.
Lost the final and the race.
I have to tell you the truth, Guy. I'm blind today. I don't have the chance to see you, which is maybe good for my sight, but I don't see what you are showing on the show.
Oh,
but,
I see.
You know, I enjoy hearing you.
Well, we're all dressed up, Frank. No problem.
I'm carefully listening to you.
Okay, we're going to let you go now, Frank, then. If you're having problems, don't worry about that.
We can see you, Frank, and you look as good as ever.
Au revoir, Frank.
Jules will be back, though, for extra time. Be sure to stay tuned for
if there's
that.
Any Ronaldo questions, you can get rid of them then.
You can check. We've got seven Ronaldo questions, two Salt Bae questions, and a Ballon d'Or.
Infantino.
That is it. That brings us to the end of today's show. Be sure to stay tuned, though. Jules is back, Craig and Shaka with us to answer your questions on Extra Time. Welcome in then to the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you as always for your questions. Julien Laurent is with us, as is Shaka here. So Craig Burley just teetering on the edge, and we've still got a lot more to do today, which is interesting.
I'm not.
Yep, we've got a Christmas special to record. That'd be nice and festive and happy.
So we're going to keep this Extra Time quite short, I think.
Okay, all right. Okay, right, okay. Thank you. Yep, that's
general consent. Let's have a vote. Yes, okay.
So yes or no answers. Craig, how can the same striker be so gifted, Darwin Nunez, on one hand, and be so bad when it comes to finishing? Can finishing be improved, or you either got it or you don't?
You got it or you don't. That's a bit simplistic. The answer is yeah, you can always work on your finishing. And two, lots of strikers go through periods, whether it's at any age, at any stage of the career, and maybe just a little bit of a crisis of confidence. But it's certainly something... I would be more concerned if he's not getting himself in those positions.
Right.
And that's way too long of an answer, I have to be honest. I'm not overly concerned at the moment, to be honest, but it is an area that he needs to brush up on. Hit the target rather than try to pick the corner all the time.
George, you didn't see the game because you were with Father Christmas, is that right? That's quite late.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the World Cup, so I could only take the kids today to Lapland, UK, which was great. They loved it, especially the two little ones. The middle one and the little one, the oldest one, not so much. But it was really good. But the only issue is that I missed that game. Yeah,
George, you look really tired, mate.
It's a long day.
I don't know if the tiredness is born out of all the platforms that he worked on,
right,
or writing the invoices for all the platforms.
Yeah. Yes, could be. Yeah,
he had a busy 4 weeks.
He's very, especially with France going all the way.
Have you gone to Lapland with the kids? ESPN FC.
Have you gone to Lapland with the kids today, Jules? You had to be a producer. Like, listen. Not today.
Yeah.
Not work.
How many people did you have to turn down to go to Lapland, Jules?
Not working today, Jules.
I just can't say no to Mike Rodriguez and Pete, so, you know, that's what happens.
There you go. Right. Yeah, that's our producers. Oh. Plenty of people have said no to them. Shaka, does Messi have to win a Wimbledon final, PGA Tour and a World Series before being considered the GOAT?
Yes. Yes. But that's the direction we go in, no.
Yes.
Yes.
And live. Needs to win live golf as well.
Oh, right, just everything.
Yeah.
Do it all. Yeah.
Let's just go with that.
Yeah. Masters, mm-hmm. Win the Masters.
Masters, yeah. Yes.
F1, win Monaco.
Keep going, Dad.
How are you, Shaq? How are the Argentinian fans with you and your messy ways?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're
all
nice.
Right.
Yeah, no abuse?
Nah, no abuse. It's right. All fun.
Is there any chance we can avoid the small talk?
Well, we have to have something in here, haven't we? I haven't got many questions, so it's all right.
Put a ribbon on something and then chuck it out there.
Put a ribbon on something?
I don't know, sing a song.
Like that.
Sing a song, put a bow on it, bosh.
Jules.
YouTube. Go on, take that.
Jules, what would PSG need to do in the January transfer window to improve their chances of winning the Champions League this season?
So I think they're looking into it. They want a centre-back, and we know that they tried for Milan Skriniar all in the summer, could not get him. They might be back for him now or try someone else. But with the injury that we saw of Kimpembe, for example, and Danilo Pereira, they felt like a bit short in that position. I think in midfield, there's room, even if Fabian Ruiz has done well and Verratti has done well. But I think, and Vitinha too, I think you could still do with a very strong holding midfielder, and then they still need, I think, another centre forward. Really, we're not going to go back to the pivot debate and controversy with Kylian Mbappe, who doesn't really want to play as a lone striker. Blah blah blah. All of that. I don't think they can cover all three positions in January. They might not sign anyone at all, but they still believe that in those three areas they could improve. And then obviously, you get better players, you've got more chances to win the Champions League.
What's the red thing under your shirt, Jules? Are you wearing a soccer shirt?
It's a PSG t-shirt, Dad, underneath that. I thought you might not see.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
I can flash it.
No, we don't need that. It's the idea, okay. Shaka, because you said it's the greatest World Cup ever. For a Winter World Cup, was it actually a good idea? For the viewers, you get a great schedule. Start of the season, Champions League, then the World Cup, then winter football, then Champions League knockout stages for the end of the season. For the players, they get to play World Cup at full momentum and actually get a summer off.
I guess there's one way to look at that. I didn't really think of it that way, in all honesty. I think wherever it fits into the... you can make arguments for it being in mid-season or in the summer. I thought Qatar just managed everything, the logistics about it, being a small country so you could get to different games and everybody was central. I thought that just kind of lent to the entire experience. Not just about when in the calendar year.
We were covering the Manchester City-Liverpool game because we had the rights here in the US, the Carabao Cup. And the most exciting part, arguably, was the pre-game lights, Shaka.
Yes, the lights were very good.
Someone's written in saying, how about the pre-game light show?
Was that you, Dan, writing?
Well, yes, I write my own questions. But they had the picture of each player designed by the light.
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, you can write in your own questions. That's a done thing around here. You can even ask your own questions. You can even ask yourself questions.
Did you enjoy the light show?
Well, actually, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Why?
We was trying to give a serious answer about who was going to win the game.
Okay.
And then we randomly cut to the lights.
Well, it was more exciting than your answer.
I'll be honest, I agree it was more exciting than my answer. But
yes,
just as I was stuck really in my professionalism.
Right, I see.
I wanted to give an answer.
Yeah.
Right, because I've been accused sometimes of whatever. So, apartly in our pre-season, apartly in our Christmas special, we're going to have the lights.
Oh, yeah? And a picture of you and Shaka and... Yeah. The boys all there. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, I'm looking
forward to that. That'll be good. Is that true? Do they normally do that at the Etihad, Jules?
I don't think so. I think this is a first. And as we saw the World Cup with Shaq, the pre-match like entertainment was pretty out of this world. So maybe they thought, hey, here's an idea. Let's try to find something quite original and a bit different. So they went for that. But I haven't even seen it today. So I'll check it out after the show.
Obviously. Okay, final question.
I was in Santa, by the way, I just want to say,
yes,
just quickly on Santa, it was a great Santa, and he said to my middle one, so I heard you play football. So he said, yeah. He said, what position do you play? So my son said, I play centre midfielders. Great. And Santa said, I play for Lapland FC, you know. So my son was like, really? He said, yeah, I play centre forwards. Centre forwards, you know.
Center
which we thought was great.
Goodness me. That is the worst dad joke.
It was a really good Santa
joke I've ever heard.
I thought it was the Germans that did the Santa. It's the French.
Goodness me.
Santa forward. There we go.
Did you see it? There was a pause there, wasn't there? The studio went like
yeah, it took us a while.
Frank looked grumpy tonight, didn't he?
Pot kettle.
Well, I'm all right.
I'm all right, Shaq.
How many double shifts you done this week?
Many.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Didn't see you Sunday morning.
No.
Before the World Cup.
No. It's
in,
early.
Out, Bosch, home, dogs, walking, back dogs. In, Bosch. That's all I've got at the moment. Freaking dogs.
Why are you?
Because I'm dog sitting.
Well, that's not my fault. You've got the three dogs.
I can do how many people? How many people can do three shows when the dog's sitting?
Right. Is that a post?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you what.
On your LinkedIn account.
I don't have LinkedIn. I got rid of it. Too many busy people.
Were you on LinkedIn? Really?
I joined it for a bit.
Were you?
I did.
That seems very un-you.
Well,
my other people.
This all started with Frank was grumpy.
Hey, listen. I haven't decided on a third show yet.
Right.
Don't get cocky.
Well, I've had children to look after, haven't I?
Children? They take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah, right, OK. Well, what do the dogs do?
You've got people at the house.
Pardon? No, well, you didn't before, did I? It was just me and the kids.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
Denise, why are we up? What's this? What's harder to look after, a dog or a child?
Three dogs.
Right, final question. You've extended that by 5 minutes now for Craig.
Well, that's because I'm going home. I'm not doing the third show.
Are you not?
No.
Oh, that makes life easier, doesn't
it? All right, I'm staying. Hurry up.
Are you in the third show, Jules? Are you in the Christmas special as well?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Hurry up then. Because I got to go and get changed.
Get changed?
I don't know, I just threw that out there.
You wearing a special Christmas outfit?
Yes.
Imagine that. For Craig, start, bench, or drop? Ready?
Yeah, go on.
Salt Bay, Ballon d'Or, Club World Cup.
Oh, man. You've got to drop Salt Bay. You can't have Salt Bay anywhere.
Salt Bay, surely that's easy. Yeah.
He's now...
You've got to drop Salt Bay.
He's getting dropped into a Latvian salt mine.
Right, there we go.
That's where he's going.
Okay.
Right, and that'll do him the world of good.
Right.
He's gone. Then the Ballon d'Or... Hold on.
Can you drop all three?
What do you mean, hold on?
The Ballon d'Or is on the bench.
Okay. Wow.
Now, what's the strongest?
The strongest is playing.
All right.
You start.
So, I'm starting the Ballon d'Or.
Right.
I'm benching the Club World Plastic Cup.
Okay.
And Salt Bay...
Right.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. He can go and sprinkle his salt...
Right.
...on whatever he wants, as long as I don't see him.
Okay.
...or anybody else. Near a major sporting event. Right. Complete muppet.
Any more Santa jokes before we go, Jules?
I mean, you also said that he plays Santa defender at times. Yeah, I mean, you can make it from the field as well.
Goodness me, Jules.
That is it. We are done. Kind of, for now. ESPN SC will be back on your screen. Are you working tomorrow?
I know, I'm...
Lazy.
I'm picking
me and Shaka will be back.
I'll be here.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be here.
Listen, we'll be back tomorrow.
I'm picking up the dog sitters tomorrow.
These dogs seem to be a bit of an issue, Craig.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Why is it producing?